Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. On the phone with me is Chad Hippler. Chad was a part of the Ice Castle Classic out at Lacaparle Lake on Saturday, heading that up there with Ice Castle Fish Houses. And Chad, I heard you had a really good turnout.
It was really good. We had about 2,100 people out there, which is up about 500 from last year. I think the weather had a big part in that.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. It was in the high 40s, maybe 50 degrees?
It was beautiful out there, yeah. Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
When we were getting set up, it was nice for that, too.
Yeah, how many holes did you dig on Friday?
Well, a lot. Nobody wanted to go out and count them one at a time, so it was kind of a guesstimation, anywhere from, I don't know, I think around 7,000.
Wow.
Got it done in about 3 hours.
Okay. I saw the aerial view of everyone fishing there. That was quite a sight.
Yeah, pretty cool looking. There's some good footage by a drone out there. There's a link to YouTube.
Oh, okay.
If you go on the Ice Castle Classic website, there's a link to the YouTube video that he put up. It's pretty cool.
Okay. Yeah, he had quite a few sponsors, a lot of help to get this organized, and it sounded like everyone had a good time and some fish were caught.
Yeah, everybody had a really good time. We had a lot of fish being caught right off the bat, too. As soon as they said 3, 2, 1, go, within 3 minutes, there was somebody that came up with fish. And in no time, we had our 50 places filled, and we had right around 100 fish weighed in total.
Okay, great. And 2,100 people, they come from afar, I would guess, huh? Some?
Yeah. Actually, the people that won, they came from South Dakota.
Okay.
And the people in, let me think here. The gentleman that took second was from North Dakota.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, and kind of all over. Yeah, we had people, well, we even, a guy from Florida, been here for 3 weeks up to visit. He came and fished the tournament. He caught a fish. He had to weigh it in. He was on the board for a while, but it was, he got bumped down. And there's the gentleman from Oregon. And he brought his girlfriend up from Texas. They came out just to fish the tournament.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
That's cool, yeah.
Yeah. Well, do you have the winners there in front of you? I know you gave a lot of prizes out.
I do. You know, we'll go through just a couple of the top ones. Obviously, the cash prize of $10,000 for first place. Then went to David Grant. He caught a 8-pound, 84-ounce northern. So just about 9 pounds was what it took to win it. Second place, winning that 8x16 bobbers down. Actually, it's kind of it's interesting. That's a better prize than first place. Actually, it's valued almost $20,000. So getting second is a better prize than first. That was Luke Bina. He caught a 8.63-pound northern pike there as well.
Mm.
So not too far apart from them two. Third place, the Ice Castle, that 6.5x10 little jigger. It's a $9,000 prize. That was Corey Magnuson with a channel catfish.
A channel catfish?
Yep.
Wow.
Just 8 pounds, 8.02 is what that one weighed.
Okay.
Fourth place was that 2017 Kawasaki Mule side-by-side ATV. Gentleman from Wilmer, James. It's hard to pronounce his last name, Shaza or something like that.
Okay.
He caught a 7.39 northern pike. So a lot of big northerns are brought in.
Yeah.
Top 13 places, 15 places actually, were all northern pikes, except for that one channel cat.
Okay.
But there was a lot of walleyes caught. A lot of small walleyes were caught in that pound to pound and a half range. And they got bumped off the board as some of these bigger fish came in. But otherwise, a lot of crappies. I've seen some really nice crappies get weighed in, pound and a half.
Good.
It was a good time.
What was the thickness of the ice with the warm temperatures that we've had last week?
When we were drilling on Friday night, we measured a couple of them. They were still right around, 19 to 20 inches.
Oh, wow, okay.
I don't know if you'll find that out there right now.
Right.
It was after that rain we got Friday, Saturday night.
Right.
I think we're gonna be losing some ice now.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I know a lot of people involved there. It's quite a crowd. 2,100 people fishing. I think I saw a lot of families out there too, huh?
Well, it was a good year to bring your kids out for this, being the warm weather. Now, last year, I'm sure it kept a few of them home, 20 below zero almost out there. So this year, like, you saw everybody running around in just a sweatshirt and, of course, muck boots because
yep.
There was a little bit of water on the ice. It was pretty sloppy and a little slippery.
Okay. Yep.
But everybody, I haven't taken one bad complaint about the experience itself. You know, everybody came out and had a good time. I know the vendors, they all had people standing in line by them the whole day, and it just a good experience all the way around. Tournament ran real smooth.
Good, yeah, and thanks to you and Chuck and a host of other people that put that together. It's a big undertaking, but it's a great thing to do, and I know a lot of the proceeds you had mentioned last week when we visited on the radio goes for a good cause, doesn't it?
It does. All the proceeds get donated out. Some, you know, the local fire departments, they came out and drilled the holes on Friday night before, so every department that participated in that is going to get donations. And Let's Go Fishing, they have that pontoon that takes out people out in Lac Parle. Mm-hmm. We'll donate to them, and then we got a couple of other ones that we give to as well.
Okay. Well, real good, Chad. Thanks for filling us in what happened there on Lac Parle Lake on Saturday, and I'm sure we're looking forward to, the fifth one next year?
We'll do number five next year, Paul.
Okay. All right. That's great. Can't wait for it. So thanks a lot,
yep.
Chad.
Yep. Thank you.
That's Chad Hippler from Ice Castle Fish Houses there in Montevideo talking about the Ice Castle fishing tournament that was held this past Saturday on Lac Parle Lake.